dealio.
So, I realized something very important in our conversation about drummers. After learning who Hal Blaine was, I was like, oh, well, I'm all done looking, trying to look that one up. So I closed my laptop.
Yep.
Forgetting that I was using it to talk to you.
So now we have to start all over again.
Yeah, right. So how's it going, man?
At number 500.
Holy bay. So yeah, man, that's interesting. Drummers. Maybe next week we can have top five saxophones or something.
Oh yeah, no, they'll yeah. So IMDb.
Yeah.
Top 10 films of all time.
Yeah.
All right. Number 10, Lawrence of Arabia.
All right. Lawrence. I think this is more like psyche of the people that created this list. Go ahead.
Yes. Number 9, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
It's all right. Nicholas's Break kind of film.
Number 8 should be number 1, in my opinion, Wizard of Oz.
That is pretty, yeah. That did break the mold.
Number 7, Gone with the Wind.
Drags at the end.
Yeah, it drags at the end. Number 6, Citizen Kane.
That's good, yeah.
5, Casablanca.
See, these are all like super old movies.
Yeah, no, you got to go snobby on this list. Number 4, I mean, Raging Bull.
Good, which that's I have a good never one, seen. Though. Oh, that's De Niro. That's a really good boxing flick.
I never saw Raging Bull. That's number 3. One. Number 3 is probably one of the greater films. It's like one of these feel good movies. Schindler's List.
Oh, that's a comedy, isn't it? No, yep. Sorry. That's not nice to say.
For a good time, Schindler's List.
Yes.
Number 2, Shawshank Redemption, which I agree with.
As number 2, though?
Yeah, I don't agree with it as number 2. I agree with it definitely.
It's a great movie. Yeah, it's a great movie, but that's chutzpah to put it at number 2.
Well, number 1 is The Godfather.
Okay. Now, that is, I can see that. That's that deservingly so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know if I'd put in, I mean, Shawshank was a great movie. But, I mean, it was based on a really good story.
Right.
And so that's a question I have is innovation from a screenwriter or adaptation from an already good story, a Stephen King story?
Yeah. So, and a lot of folks, like, I think, forget that Stephen King wrote that story.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It was good. It was written under his pseudonym, too. I remember there was a series of 4 books and that short stories. And that was one of the short stories along with The Body, which became Stand By Me, Rob Reiner's flick.
Yep, that's right.
So, yeah. Man, different seasons for those looking for a good short read.
You know, I kind of wish that in academia they would let us use Wikipedia, because Wikipedia is just, it's organized. It's just so, it's like everything is organized and it's, like, I love the layout and everything.
Yeah. No, I know. It's so much easier than trying to go on Eric or some other online database research.
Do you use Eric during the day? Do you still use Eric?
Not since I left grad school, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we still, you know, rest assured that we still use them in grad school.
Do you still have to use like CD-ROMs and like sit and wait for it to load up and try to figure out like, oh, what's my bouillon search phrase?
No, we are actually past that.
Oh, that's good.
We're actually past that. But no, I do wish we were allowed to use Wikipedia, but whatever. We're just, you know, we're snobs. Everything has to be truth and whatever.
No, truth is no longer relevant, so who cares?
Oh, and then I have 2 of these, kind of, because I'm really into this stuff, 2 of these kind of obscure facts, weird facts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 1, this is from BuzzFeed. This one's great. Cleopatra lived closer to the invention of the iPhone than she did to the building of the Great Pyramid.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's kind of interesting.
Yep.
I have to share that one with the missus tonight.
And share the one I brought to you 2 weeks ago, the toilets flush in E flat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, is there an E flat or is it E sharp?
There is an E flat. And okay. E sharp is an F. So, yeah, E flat. It's a good chord.
The last. obscure fact I have, not once in the Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme does it mention that Humpty Dumpty is an egg. Not once.
So how do we make him an egg then?
I don't know.
God, this is going to kill me. Hey, speaking of children's rhymes, so the New Yorker podcast from last week has a great interview with Mo Willems. Do you know who Mo Willems is?
No.
Oh my gosh, Maddie doesn't know Mo Willems.
Nope.
So his famous books are, the first one we got was Knuffle Bunny.
Right.
But then he also does like the Pigeon Drives a Bus. Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus. Don't Let the Pigeon Stay Up Late. But right. Then he did this whole series called Piggy and Gerald. Have you heard the Piggy and Gerald series?
No.
Oh, they're great books. It's about a female pig named Piggy and an elephant named Gerald, a boy elephant named Gerald, and they're best friends. And they are just great books, man. Maddie would totally, you gotta get some Mo Willems.
Okay.
He's good, man. It's a staple in our house. But the New Yorker podcast interviewed him because he just finished the Piggy and Gerald series.
Right.
Last year, so.
Well, then, you know, since we're talking about kids,
mm-hmm.
Should we reveal what our number one essential reading book for children? Toddler. We'll keep it at toddlers, maybe.
I'm gonna maybe put down a Mo Willems book.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, although, Duck Files was really good. Web Files. It was called The Web Files.
Right.
Which was about these two ducks that were like solving crimes on a farm.
These two ducks that are.
So... Yeah, it was my favorite. Probably, We're in a Book. The Piggy and Gerald, We're in a Book.
Right.
It's pretty awesome. So I would say that one, or I would say, I don't know. The Lorax is probably too young for toddlers. Dr. Seuss.
The Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, the environmentalist sort of activist book. Yeah, I'd say, man, yeah, check out We're in a Book by Piggy and Gerald. It's pretty good.
Well, the book I'm going to name isn't really for toddlers, but we read it to her anyway. Shel Silverstein, Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Yeah, no, that's for kids. The little kids can get into that, though.
Yeah.
That's some great stuff.
Yeah, Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Yeah.
A Light On in the Attic.
Yeah. Lauren reads that. She read that a lot to the kids when they were young.
Yeah. That.
What's that you say? It's Saturday?
It's Saturday. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that to me is definite essential reading.
Yeah.
And then there's another book we love, Underpants, Wonderpants.
Oh, I feel like.
It's feel about like you know, that. A dog with superpowers that.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think we've read that.
No, yeah, he fights crime with underpants.
Now, she doesn't like the books, the little Paris girl named Madeline?
Madeline,
yeah.
I think we tried a couple times to read that to her, but she never really got into it. And she never really got into, I don't know if it's something with us, but she never really got into Dr. Seuss too much. Like, she'll watch the movies, but the books don't really do a lot for her.
Yeah, maybe when she starts reading.
Yeah.
I know Elliot's just now trying to start learning some reading and I don't know. The Olivia, that was a great toddler book. Did you ever read any of the Olivia books?
It's not ringing a bell.
Okay, sorry. Must be an East Coast Mountain Coast thing.
So. Yes. You East Coast people with your literature.
Yes, we're so much more bougie with our toddler books than the flyover cities like Denver. Oh, wait, Denver's a hub. Never mind.
Denver's a hub.
I know. We'll be flying through it.
What was it? How much... here's a question for you. How much time in a given... Well, how much TV time do you allow for the kids? And is it different because of the age difference?
It's hard with two kids because... You know, the second younger gets sucked into the older's world and learns about things much younger. Like Elliot was also sitting in on the conversation about birds and bees, although he was completely bored by it. He could have cared less what a penis was and Well, he knows what a penis is, but what the other parts were.
Yeah.
They get to watch 2 hours on weekends. So Saturday morning cartoons they get.
Yeah.
And if they're good, we will do a if they're good and we're completely exhausted and Lauren's making dinner, I'm making dinner, they can watch like a 30-minute show, like a learning, we call it learning shows. Like they're allowed to do like Odd Squad on PBS they like a lot, or like a PBS type show.
Right.
So have you seen Storybots on Netflix?
No.
Oh, you gotta check out Storybots. It's so cool. It's like a Netflix original children's show.
Oh,
And
yeah.
it's really funny. I like it as an adult, and
Right.
it's very clever, but it's very educational for kids. It's an educational learning show for kids that is an original Netflix show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's about like these little bots, which are like parts of a computer that go out into the real world to like learn something to come back to the computer to tell what people email them questions with.
Yeah.
So they're these funny characters that go out into like the real world, and
And
they'll
that's
have
on Netflix.
cameos. Like Kevin Smith was in it as a cameo, and they have all these like little actor cameos. It's pretty funny.
That's cool. And that's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's a Netflix. It's called Storybots. They only had six like a couple months ago, so I hope they're making some new ones.
We
'Cause I
grew
got
up
hooked on the six like crack.
without Netflix, so we were.
I know.
You got to think of like how did our parents raise us without the use of iPads and.
Laugh Olympics, Saturday morning.
Yep.
Hanna-Barbera.
Hanna-Barbera.
Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo every morning at 7 o'clock before my 7:30 bus came. I would watch Scooby-Doo.
Saved by the Bell.
I never got into Saved, but that was an after-school
Oh,
show.
yeah, neither did I.
No, but
I'm just saying,
no,
it's all I know.
yes. Oh, yes. I know what you mean. No, I never got into. I never got into that one.
Well, yeah, we I think Lane and I are trying, my wife and I are trying to kind of curb Madeline's TV time because I think it's a little on the excessive side. It's so tempting just to when you need a couple of minutes or an hour to get things done to turn on the TV, turn on the show and walk away,
Yeah,
rather than say,
no, I
I want you
know.
to sit and I want you to color a
It's
picture for me.
so easy to give in. It's hard.
Yeah, it is.
But
It is.
we do there's some good learning apps on tablets too. Like there's a couple really good spelling apps that for the kids when they were younger, we tried to say, all right, if you want screen time, we consider all the screens the same,
Right.
then at least make it like a learning app. Because I mean they're getting tablets in their schools too. In fact, some of the
Yeah.
schools in our county give kids iPads
Yep.
or like Chromebook computers.
Yeah. Our friends of ours, that their kid came home with a Chromebook computer,
Yeah.
which I'm okay with.
No,
Our
I think
friend,
it's great. I mean, it's the
yeah.
future, so we got to get used to it. They're gonna be
Right.
wired more than anybody.
Right.
Probably if it's
Yeah.
snapped in their brain. It's a little chip.
Well, I like, let's see, like quality show wise, I think Madeline was watching Guardians of the Galaxy with me yesterday for a little bit.
It's okay.
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters is a great movie for kids. Like she loves Ghostbusters.
Yeah. It's not horrible. It's like just when it gets too scary, they give you a giant marshmallow man.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, yeah, but she can name like all the Ghostbusters. Like, yeah,
Although.
there's Peter Venkman, there's Ray Stantz, you got Egon, you got Winston Zeddemore. Like she just knows all of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
She could barely say the alphabet, but she knows all of the Ghostbusters. I'm like, yeah, let's keep that to ourselves, Maddie.
I actually like the new Ghostbusters, sort of the girl power Ghostbusters. I thought that was cool.
You do not know what you're talking about. That
I
was one of
man,
the
Melissa
that was
McCarthy. She's like the
that
bomb now. She's like everywhere. I've seen so many movies with her lately and her Sean Spicer imitation.
Her Sean Spicer imitation is classic.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. And I love Melissa McCarthy and I love Kristen Wiig. I couldn't get through that movie. Like, and I bought it. I actually bought the movie. It was they were selling it for like
Yeah.
$9 or something. And I figured it can't be that bad. $9, I'm buying it.
See,
I
we.
couldn't even get through it, man. I
Oh,
couldn't get
wow.
through it.
Maybe we saw it at the theater, so it was a big screen and a packed full. It was, completely full, and maybe that had just sometimes, like the mood. Like I remember, I saw Talladega Nights in New
Yeah, that
York
one.
City, and we all thought it was hilarious. And then that summer we went to the beach in North Carolina and saw it. Not everybody thought it was as funny in North Carolina as they did in New York City.
No.
That was, I think sometimes it depends where you are to change the mood of a movie.
Yeah.
So.
No. We and the movie I saw a movie last night, Arrival, with Amy Adams.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's like this sci-fi movie. It's not that bad.
Is that we saw Passengers.
No, well,
And that was really good. That was kind of good.
I was gonna rent that, but I heard the reviews on it weren't that great, so
It was pretty good. It was kind of cool.
I don't know. These days, maybe it's because of grad school. You know about the grad school thing too. But like, if and when I do have a chance to watch TV, which really isn't often anymore, like I
Yeah.
have to watch something completely stupid and dumb.
No, I'm the same way. I need to laugh. I mean, just because my job is so stressful,
Yeah.
and especially the past 3 months, it's like I come home and I'm like, I need to watch like John Oliver or like something funny just to get
Well,
me through life.
yeah. Well, for me that used to be The Daily Show. Like every night my treat for myself was watching The Daily Show.
Yeah.
And I have not been able really to get into Trevor Noah all that much. I have no problem with Trevor Noah. I think I actually admire the guy for, trying to fill Jon Stewart's shoes, but
Yeah.
he just doesn't do it for me yet.
No, I know. I've found that like Seth Meyers is kind of becoming my Jon Stewart now. But he's just on so bloody late.
Yeah, I can't
I'm
like
not
Lane.
25 anymore.
Yeah, like Lane will watch Jimmy Fallon on reruns and or on some kind of app. But I rarely am up past 11 o'clock these
Yeah.
days. Just
Hey
not.
man, it is our motto. I'm just too tired.
I'm just too tired. I Well, it's funny,
Stop that motto.
Lane says that all the time.
Yeah. I know,
Hey,
that's our motto.
Lane, you want to fool around? No, not really. No.
Just too tired.
Well, Lane won't even think of like a good excuse. She'll just say, "No, not really, no."
Well.
Then I'm like, "All right, well, if you want to, I'm right here. Just think about it." She's like, "No, not really, not at all, no."
No, I'm just gonna sit here and continue to check my Facebook.
Yeah, the thing that I love my wife to death, but when she and I are in bed, we're both looking at our phones. Like we're not even talking. We're like, oh yeah, I'm on YouTube, and YouTube is actually my favorite thing in the world. Like I just like if I have trouble getting to sleep, I'll just start watching documentaries on YouTube or whatever.
Go down a
I
rabbit
don't.
hole.
I'm a big YouTube fan.
It's easy to, sorry, I'm about to say, I'm just too tired. It's easy to go down long rabbit holes of, for me, it's like guitar videos or something. Yeah. Nerd stuff. There's so much nerd stuff out there. It's nice.
Especially on YouTube. It's like one of the things that I'm definitely going to do after I graduate. Like, I just want to learn how to play guitar. So there's so many, like, there's what, like 5 million guitar
Yeah.
teaching videos on YouTube now. Like, this is the coolest thing about YouTube is that, like Stairway to Heaven, I want to learn how to play that. I've always wanted to learn how to play that. I know that I could type that thing into YouTube and I'll get 50 videos in less than a second of
Yeah.
people showing you how to do that. I love that. I'm so into
We saved $600 installing our toilet thanks to YouTube. Did it
YouTube.
ourselves.
There you go. There you go.
$300 on our furnace. Yeah,
You
we had
guys
to
did your
fix our
own.
furnace.
You fixed your own furnace?
Yeah.
Wow. That I
Yeah.
have to
I mean, I
admire you
had
guys.
Lauren be the eyes,
Yeah.
but I was the one that was like opening up the flame part. Like, oh, let me.
Just tell
So,
me when to
yeah.
light the pilot light.
Yeah. No, yeah,
That's
we fixed that. We were able to file down a thermostat so it would fix our furnace because it wasn't turning hot anymore.
I give you guys mad props for that because that's something that probably would have cost a fortune.
It would, yeah, it would have. And you realize it was like it took a file and 5 minutes and it was done.
Yeah. Wow. Mazel tov.
It's amazing what happens on a Sunday night when it's 11 at night and you're freezing and you're like, no one's awake to call.
Yeah.
Get
Wow.
YouTube.
That is pretty cool. That I give you guys mad props for.
Hey man, you know. Although I did have to cave in and call a plumber the other day to a pipe broke in our we're redoing the upstairs bathroom DIY. So we put the new toilet in and we got a new floor, and but I couldn't get the pipe out of the wall, so we had to call a plumber, which was good because he had a blowtorch that he had to use on it. Like they had to rip a hole through the boys' wall. And you know what? Blowtorch, not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. So I'm glad that someone with a license did it. That was worth the 270 bucks.
But again, I mean, just the fact that you guys were taking on a furnace on your own and a DIY with a bathroom, man, that, to me, I have to salute that. That's just cool.
YouTube, it's the enabler for everybody. It's like you can do it too. So,
Man,
anyways.
we would love to do our own bathroom. I don't think that'll ever happen though.
It was kind of fun. This is the second bathroom we've redone. So
Lauren
it's,
and
you
I
know.
rekindled our marriage, plugging in a new toilet.
Well, we kind of did. It's something. You there's a great sense of solidarity when you're both standing there saying, "It's flooding," or "Oh my God, that smell coming from this pipe in our house that we unsealed." It's like this gross wax ring around the toilet. You gotta like seal it up. And I'm like, "What is this stuff?" And then I realized, "Oh, it's like it's the thing that keeps the smell of death from coming into your house."
There you go.
So
There
yeah,
you
there you go.
go.
So yeah, man, YouTube. That's the parenting lesson of the week, because you're so fucking broke with daycare and trying to put money away for college that you can't afford a plumber. So YouTube it.
YouTube's awesome.
Yeah. Cool. All
Their
right, man.
how to make love like a man video is pretty good too.
Oh, I will try that one out tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, this was a fun installment.
Yeah, man, it's good to catch up again.
Yep. Looking forward to our podcast when you're here.
I think I was supposed to go to New York next weekend, but I think we're going to be in town. So
Okay.
next weekend should be good. All
Cool.
right, man.
All right, man.
Sweet.
I will talk to you later.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for checking out the Stop That or You'll Go Blind podcast.
Yeah, check us out at stopthatore.com.
You can also follow us on Twitter at StopThatOr.